Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
5-1. The next closest team in the odds are the Buffalo Bills at 10-1. So it's a pretty big gap there between those two teams. Hugh, the Rams getting Aaron Donald, your reaction, and really, how much do you think he can bring after 2 years not playing?
The game moves fast, man. Aaron Donald has done a tremendous job of taking care of himself. You know, I've seen the workouts. I've seen people still working out with him. But the game still moves fast. And I think he's going to contribute. Now, to how much, don't know. I mean, they got a pretty stacked defensive line. But to have him in that rotation is tremendous for that team. No question about it. I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo it. But, man, to take you 2 years off, I don't know what that would be like because I've never been in that position. But I think he's going to be serviceable. But to have that kind of grind and to ramp it up the way that it's going to probably take a little bit of time.
Well, it'll probably take time. But I would, even if he's 75%
he's
of the player.
He's still better than half. Yeah, I'll take that all day.
Well, of course.
No question.
And then you think about it, Hugh, from the perspective of if he was more than that, right? I mean, if he could be 80% or 85% of what he used to be, I mean, you have to think he and Myles Garrett, on paper at least, one of the greatest defensive line pairings in NFL history.
I would probably say, well, you know, both of them are bona fide Hall of Famers. I think the closest thing to that would be Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice.
Reggie yeah. White and Jerome Brown
yeah,
for a brief
for
period.
A brief period of okay. time. But, you know, when you talk about what they accomplished together, I would probably go Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice.
Maybe way back in the day, a Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen.
Yeah, you're talking about long time.
Klecko and Gastineau with the Jets.
Yeah,
I mean, but like this happens very once in a while where there's a pairing like this and they have other players around them. I mean, look, the Rams are the favorite and there's a reason. They're the best team in the NFL. And Hugh, we're going to see them in week four. It is hard to squint and look right now entering the season and think we're in the same class as the Rams. Do you think we are?
I think let me say this, Joe. I think that we found ways to best the Rams when
right.
they were at their best.
But we had maybe a better roster then.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm giving you that, but we have found ways. And I feel like the biggest thing looking at it this year is the Mannion factor. You know, and I'm not putting it all on Coach Mannion. Don't think that's what I'm doing. But he's a big part of it because, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to get the best out of these guys that are running your offense. So that might be some offensive adjustments that you might have to make to get the most out of your crew, right, moving forward.
But do we have the Jimmys and Joes? I mean, do we have the player? I mean,
I think
the Rams
so.
Roster, I don't think we have the players on the level of the Rams roster.
I think so. Like, when you talk about player for player, you know, realistically, I probably had to get a nod to them. But I think we have – the one thing that we have going for us on the defensive side of the ball is a little bit more continuity.
Well, we could match them defensively.
Yeah, it's just offensively. That's what you worry about.
Well, they have the advantage of quarterback. They have the advantage of wide receiver. I mean, by a lot, right? Like, that's the areas where it feels
it's
like...
It's as far as Eagles fans and we're concerned, it's going to be an interesting season to see how we measure up. And we play some tough... We got some tough games early
Well, I
on.
Know. Well, it does...
We got Chicago. We got to go to, what, Chicago?
So, when I saw I mean, we all knew Donald was going to sign, right? That really wasn't a surprise.
Yeah, it was just he didn't want to go to training camp.
Right. It was a matter of when he would sign and how they would do it. Here's what it made me think and realize. Hugh, the first two games are must-wins for the Eagles. Eagles' first game is here against Washington. They got to win that game.
Yeah.
Second game, they go to Tennessee, right? I think we need to start. We need to start 2-0 because after that, we go to Chicago on Monday night, and then we come back here and play the Rams in Week 4. I mean, the Eagles will be underdogs in Week 3 and Week 4. They're going to be underdogs in Chicago, and they're going to be underdogs at home against the Rams. So, you know, I mean, just because you're an underdog doesn't mean you definitely lose, but I think they have to win those two games to start the season.
No, I totally agree with you because those other two, that's going to be a huge measuring stick for you. So you got to at least get those two first two.
So I was able to pull up the look-ahead lines because you can look ahead to see what the line might be in the game. The Eagles are underdogs in Week 3 in Chicago and Week 4 against the Rams here in Philadelphia. So, boy, it puts the onus on one of those first two. Can we hear a little conversation that was had yesterday? Shady, LeSean McCoy, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Houshmandzadeh.
Yeah, they were talking about the Eagles and Rams, and do the Eagles stack up? Let's hear that conversation.
I feel Shady on that. He said you can't be talking to losing that.
Because TJ was a Bengal, his opinion don't count?
No, much love for TJ Houshmandzadeh, man, but I'm and this is where when you ask me questions like this, this is where my head says one thing, but my heart says something.
Oh, is this like
different.
When I asked you for your opinion to give me an opinion?
What are you talking about?
Well, what are you talking about?
I don't understand.
Yeah, you've told me that.
I don't understand.
Okay.
But I'm rolling with the Eagles. Now.
Wait, for a game or for the season?
For the season. For the Super Bowl. For the Super Bowl. I mean, my head's telling me that, you know, you got Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua might not even be at that game because he might go bite somebody.
This tells me we're in trouble if we're relying on Puka to go bite people to win the game.
He might go bite somebody. Okay. He might have a relapse.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to put his teeth on somebody.
Well, if he doesn't have a relapse, we got to deal with him.
He was in the injury report. He's going to be ready for Week 1, but he don't know. He might have a toothache.
Week 4, relapse, biting folks.
Might be out there biting folks. I mean, when you talk about the MVP and him coming back for another season, I mean, they're highly motivated.
They're loaded, yeah.
Yeah, they're highly motivated, man. And the Super Bowl being there, they're highly motivated. But I got my faith in the Eagles.
Yeah, they are probably one of the biggest favorites to start a season in recent memory. I mean, they're up there with some of the Chiefs with Andy and Mahomes, but even back, it feels like some of those Pats teams that were super favorites. So we'll see where it goes, but I think they're going to be really, really hard to beat. Preston in Downingtown is up on WIP. Hey, Preston. Preston? Go once. Preston going twice. Preston
almost,
back on hold.
Almost too big.
Yeah, we'll get back to Preston. Linda in Delco, we have her because she wants you to sing at a wedding. Linda.
Yes.
Linda, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Hugh. My daughter's getting married in November. Would you like to come and sing a song? We would love
in November?
To have you.
Oh, that's football season.
No,
we'll make time. Linda, what day is it?
You make a time.
What day is it?
Football season. What you talking about? It's probably
November 14th. It's a Saturday.
Oh.
Can't do it on Sunday. Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday.
You know, we don't talk about college football. Hugh's free, I think.
Yeah, Hugh is free. Yeah.
He is free that day.
How you gonna pressure me into doing something and you ain't even pay for Buddy motorcycle? You ain't even give him a grand for the motorcycle. How you
doing? She's not asking you to pay for anything. You're gonna
I'm just saying it's gonna be. I might be busy. I don't know. We can look into it though. We can definitely look into it.
Where's
the wedding?
She gave me the. Well, in Radnor. I don't want to say anymore.
Oh, no, I know Radnor. Radnor's a nice neighborhood.
There you go.
Over there by Villanova.
Go to Radnor.
Yeah,
sing
nice.
At the wedding.
We can talk about that. Yeah, we can definitely talk about that.
Okay. All right.
Got to figure out what songs I'm going to sing if I do it. I got to go.
Anything you want.
What? Anything you want.
Anything you
want. That's the way.
She gave me the okay. So
wow.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that for considering me. I really do. I appreciate that.
Always. Definitely.
Appreciate that.
Yes. All right, that's if you change nice. Your mind, give me a call.
All right, definitely. Linda, you get us the information, and we'll try to get Hugh to do this. I mean, we're just, yeah, I mean. Well, because you tried it's football season. I mean, come on. We all saw through that. It's not on a Sunday.
It's on a Saturday, though. It's college football. College football
Who
is
cares?
big up north.
Nobody cares here about college football.
We do not care.
Yeah, I like college football, but nobody really cares. You know why I'm watching college football this year?
Why is that?
Like, I had my eye on the quarterbacks, Hugh, just in case we need one.
Just in case. Yeah.
I'm going to be eyeing all of them up this season. Oh, let's go to Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Chris!
Anything you want, Hugh. Anything?
I know what you're talking about, Chris.
I know. We were sharing the same brain there for a second. Okay.
That's the way
you do. Anyway. Yeah. The Alabama Black Snake. Anyway, moving on.
Coach Ilio.
Yes.
You've proven today that you are a total idiot and you don't know anything about ball. And what Hugh Douglas has proven is that athletes know ball because the sky captain done crashed a plane over the weekend. And it looks like the Red Riflesman is going to be our backup quarterback.
Oh.
Hugh Douglas, proven right.
He's cooked, Chris. Andy Dalton.
Cooked.
Did you see McKee throw the ball, Joe?
Yes, he might stink too. Well, we got a backup quarterback problem. I do, and they both stunk the entire summer. So we have a backup quarterback problem.
Who we go with? Red Star Payne?
I don't know. But how come we didn't get a better backup? This is his job, not mine.
The factory must be broken. The machinery is down. The assembly line is down. But you know what else is broken? And Joe, I think you talked about this earlier. Forgive me. It's been a busy day. But for the life of me, Joe, I cannot understand why the worst defender of the Phillies, the worst fielder on the field, is never replaced. Bryce Harper gets replaced at the end of games. Kyle Schwarber gets replaced. Hell, sometimes the center fielder and left fielder get replaced for defensive replacements. Why in God's name is Yips Turner always on the damn field? And Yips, no matter how awful he looks up at the plate and that stupid, stupid look on his face, continues to bat top three. If not leadoff, he's number two. And this nonsense because, we need to mix up with a right-handed bat. He can't hit left-handed pitching. He's worse than some of the lefties. So that doesn't make any sense, Joe. I don't know. I'm going crazy. Thank you, guys. Thank you for giving me a platform. But, Joe, Eagles' backup quarterback position's done. And, yips, I can't. We're not going anywhere in the playoffs, Joe. What you asked that earlier. Mm. We don't know how to run the bases. And we got yips at shortstop. We're not going anywhere.
All right, Chris.
Season's over. Let's go, Birds.
We got to appreciate you.
Turner's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it is ironic that the guy that plays the worst gets the most. Trey Turner leads baseball in at-bats. So it's like we have to watch all these. It almost feels like a sad form of torture. Why? Let's watch another Trey Turner at-bat. And he never gets taken off the field for defense. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
And you think that that's going to change sometime soon.
It should. I never said it. I think it will. It should. I mean, teams do dumb things all the time. I don't have to agree with them. I mean, like
this is definitely a money thing. It feels like it's a money thing, and it feels like it's a legacy thing for him.
He had a good point though of Schwarber and Harper being replaced, and they're money guys.
They are.
Yeah, but they're team guys too.
But what is going to happen if they take an at bat away from Trey Turner? Let's actually workshop this for a second. Bottom of the ninth. Last game of a playoff series, they're down one. Edmundo's on the bench. They sit Trey down. They put Edmundo in. What's the worst that happens?
I think he might. He seemed like he might throw a hissy fit.
Oh, a hissy! Oh no! What are we gonna do if Trey Turner's upset? I was waiting for you to say demand a trade, and I was gonna say great.
I mean, he looked like he might throw
get
a hissy
out.
Fit, Joe. He looked like a hissy fit thrower.
Well, but that's like, but that would that stop you from doing it? I guess I don't really see the downside other than if you think. You're going to lose him for years to come.
I think that's what they think. I think there's some level of you don't want to, you know, he's so dug into where he is that he doesn't want to, you don't want to lose him. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I also wonder if the Phillies can't see what we see. I wonder if they're blinded by their original decision on Trey Turner, which is he is this player. We think he can become this player again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think teams can't see the error of their own ways because it's their error. You know what I mean? Like, Dave Dombrowski signed this guy.
They made a mistake, and they don't want to correct the mistake that they made.
Well, I mean, think about it. It took them years to recognize Castellanos was declining as a defensive player and just overall as a player. I mean, it took him bringing the El Presidente in the dugout for things to really hit the fan there. By the way, I think I saw it. Castellanos is coaching somewhere locally now?
Yes. I thought he got named to be, like, a coach for, like, a little league team or something. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
so
you're right.
He's fully in retirement now. We're done now.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, he in Philly coaching.
Well, I mean, this is home. I mean, also South Florida's home. I'm not sure exactly where he is, but I think I saw he's coaching somewhere now.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to him.
Oh yeah. So it's I found the story. Nick Castellanos resurfacing baseball months after prep baseball All-American game in September. He's going to be.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
He's going to be coaching in that. Well, good for him.
Congratulations, man. Way to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, he tried in San Diego, and then they cut him.
He's still trying, but yeah. We'll see how successful he's in the All-American
Congratulations,
game.
Yeah. Kids.
I think I bet against him playing the major leagues again. Feels like it's time to go home.
He went to coaching. Coaching, that's a calling that some people.
Yeah, and I can see him being good at it. I can see kids, him resonating with the kids. That'd be cool.
Bill, do you see him getting promoted or no?
Bill, you mean like real coaching?
Moving up.
For real coaching?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, for real coaching now, though?
I mean, I think Jack meant professional.
Getting up into the pros.
I don't know
how I feel about that.
With the kids first.
I actually think he'd be good with kids. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
Especially being from the area, looking up to him or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you would get that one kid who dad knows baseball and talks about how bad.
Oh, Nick's not suffering fools like that.
Well, no, I'm just saying, talks about how bad you were when you played. My dad said you sucked and you were terrible out there in the outfield.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He's got to get one of those.
Yeah,
he is at some point. Yeah,
yeah, that's going to happen.
You think Nick would handle that well?
Probably not. He'd probably beat the dad up. No,
let's hope that doesn't happen. That'd be a story. Bill in Middletown. No, you can't do that. Bill, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill. What's up?
So the Eagles, I don't think the backup is on the roster, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that was a thought.
Kept them around and just seeing what comes about with the other teams, because neither of them really did anything in the preseason.
Well, if that was the case,
why'd we keep him?
Well, no, not only that, if the backup was say somewhere else, there ain't been too many quarterbacks cut. The only one I could think of right off the top of my head that was cut is Will Levis.
Will Levis was cut, yeah.
Yeah, yep. But it's like maybe they're trying to work a trade. Somebody can trade for another quarterback from another squad. Who knows?
I mean, Andy knows the system. I mean, it's the only reason why I can see why they kept him around.
Yeah.
And Tanner just blew it this offseason, and didn't win the job, basically.
Bill, you're right. I don't think they did him any favors by kind of splitting his reps and taking away chances for him to get better in the new offense. But I think you're right. I mean, the fact that a 38, almost 39-year-old Andy Dalton may have beaten out Tanner McKee, Tanner blew it. I mean, he had a chance to be the backup here. And, who knows? Maybe get to play, at some games if the opportunity presented itself. And now it seems like he's just like a man without a spot.
And then, Hugh, can I ask you what was your philosophy going to your fantasy draft? Because I got the sixth pick also.
What was the philosophy? I didn't have one. I just kind of went by the seat of my pants. That was kind of my philosophy.
Are you saying you did have it or you do have it? Like your draft is coming up, Bill.
I just Wednesday night. I got the sixth pick.
So, Hugh, your first pick was Christian McCaffrey, right, at six?
Yes.
Yeah, Hugh got McCaffrey at six. Do you have a strategy?
Or
who was your second pick?
I forgot who the second pick was off the top of my head, but I think it was a receiver. I think it was Devontae Smith. Yeah, fantasy football is not my thing.
I thought he was the third round pick you guys had. You don't think it's Devontae in the second round.
It wasn't. I don't remember.
Well, that feels like it would be high.
But here's the thing, Bill. I don't put that much stock into fantasy football. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Well, that's why you got an F for your draft.
Yeah, I'm not that invested.
Feet, so.
Was people mad about me drafting Tank?
I don't think anyone's mad
method.
You took Tank. I think we were trying to understand why you took Tank.
Especially that high.
Yeah, in the
fifth
round.
Because he was there.
Right, but...
So is
but
everybody else.
But in drafts, you take a player where their value is, not where they're just there.
No, you know what it was? Because at that point, when I was drafting, I told you I had a
Justin Bill, he got Justin Jefferson the second round, which was a great pick. That was actually Hugh's best pick of the night.
No, your phone.
Yeah, phone's breaking up, Bill. We appreciate it. Good luck in your draft.
Can I just say something about fantasy football for the people? Mm-hmm. That want to try to ridicule me for my fantasy football draft.
And there are thousands
that
are after you.
I'm about to Ryan Clark everybody.
Oh.
I played football.
You did?
Right. At a high level.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
So I don't play fantasy. I play video games. I don't play fantasy.
But you do. You're in our league.
Yeah, I do. But I mean, because that's, you know, I'm all inclusive and I'm playing. So when you try to ridicule me about my draft picks and my acumen as far as like picking a player, don't bother me not one iota.
I think our caller was actually trying to pick your brain, not ridicule you.
No, I think he was.
I don't think
he was. Because he's like, I'm killing him. But that, like, whatever your strategy is to draft, that is your strategy. My strategy, I just go by what I'm feeling in the moment. I'm in the moment.
That's how the best drafters do it.
I'm where my feet are on a daily basis.
You think Howie's going to have that explanation at 3 o'clock for his roster?
No, he'll probably
feel where my feet are.
No, you know
Tom
what?
Tom Howie.
Howie will probably have... I don't like the way you said it.
I'm Howie Roseman.
I feel like I'm being made fun.
Well, because if he does what you did, he'll say, I won 2 Super Bowls. I do my roster my roster.
When you're backed into a corner like this and people are ridiculing you about your draft, you just got to let them know where you stand. I played professional sports.
You wouldn't know about my fantasy team, but I did it.
I played in the Super Bowl for real. You're playing fantasy. I did it for real. You get real defensive.
Yeah, back up. Yeah,
and then you get your voice goes up a couple octaves, and then you start calling. And after you do that, then you start going to personal attacks.
Yes, yes. and then you hope you people are not coming after you today. And then you hope
probably,
that.
Yeah, they probably will. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
You know what? To be fair to you, I think not enough people have talked about you getting Jefferson the second round. That was a wonderful pick. I was actually upset you got him because I was watching him fall down the board. Everyone has just forgotten Justin Jefferson is awesome.
No, and you know what? Like, drafting on the fly like that, it's kind of hard to remember because you're trying to remember all the names of all the backs and you're trying to, you know, you're thinking about it. Then I was like, okay, Tank Bigsby. I'm like, he's going to get a lot of carries this year. He's not a starter. I know that. But I was like, there's going to probably be there's going to be some opportunities there. That was my thought.
Well,
process.
The irony now of this will be a long running bit on the show. And here's what's going to happen. If Saquon has a year like 2 years ago and they barely use Tank, we laugh at Hugh. But if Saquon has injuries and Tank comes in and has a couple great games, guess who wins? Douglas.
Yeah.
Right? Douglas wins. Right. I mean, yeah. So we'll find out as time goes along. 215-592-9494 coming up. We'll check in with you people, see what they're up to today. I'm sure they have a lot to say. Jack will let us know what's going on in the You People chat. All your phone calls, midday show. And we'll look ahead to tonight as the Phillies open a really big series against the Diamondbacks out in Arizona. That's all next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Show, Jilly. You guys with us, 215-592-9494.
Yep.
All right, you know what time it is, Hugh. Your favorite time of the day.
Hey.
Let's check in with you people, see what they're up to.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, Jack Miller, what are you people up to on this Monday?
Well, I first wanted to touch on something with Hugh that happened on Friday.
Okay.
Simply because not a lot of Hugh comments in the chat today. So I just wanted to poke fun at Hugh.
So you wanted to bring it back.
I did, yeah. So Hugh had an interesting moment on a Friday. Comes in during the afternoon show to come into later for the pregame show.
Yep.
And has the wrong shirt on, and pretty much he took his shirt off on the air. So we'll see how that went.
Well, you're back with us now.
Yes, and it sounds like Hugh's here, too.
Well, Hugh is here.
Yes.
He's not wearing his alumni polo, though.
Nope.
No, they keep giving his 2XO. They about to get a show today.
Oh, wonderful. That's what the people are here for. All right, let's grab Chris in Overbrook, and then we'll get to the text line. What's up, Chris?
He really did take his shirt off.
Hey, what's going on?
He's on YouTube, so...
Screenshot this. Send it to us. All right.
And I did.
And they did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. for later
they
memes.
They did. And you know, I did. I was, you know, got some positive feedback on that.
That's a good job by Jack Miller to grab that. Now, I guess I wasn't thinking. It happened so fast. I was like, yeah, grab it. But then I, you know, Jack did a good job, so we could bring it to the people's attention today. So yeah, he took his shirt off on YouTube on Friday.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, I didn't know, you know. But I mean, hey, what happened? Whatever.
Did you realize because we were at the stadium and it was like the end of the afternoon show before the start of the pregame? Like, were you thinking you were on YouTube?
You know what? Honestly, I really wasn't caring because I was trying to put the shirt on because it was like, you know, they gave me the shirt when I came into the building and I knew we had to do that. So it was like just a quick switch because I had the white one on.
Right. Sometimes when we're not here doing shows somewhere else, I forget there's cameras, right? Yeah. Like here, you're kind of hyper aware at this point. There's a bunch of cameras in here for people that want to watch or the clips they make. But when we're out, I always kind of forget about them. So I didn't know if you forgot or you didn't
care. Yeah, it was a little bit. I was like, I ain't really care because I was kind of feeling myself.
There. Yeah, you were.
Definitely feeling myself
there. Well, the one thing that I thought was funny was when ESP came in and he came in and was talking about his old Eminem haircut, saying what back when he was cool. Someone in the chat said ESP was cool?
Yeah, he admitted he had his time.
Between he was cool.
Age 12 and 14. Yeah.
I think he was cool.
Everyone has a moment now and then.
Yeah.
Someone else said that domes are so soft.
domes are soft. Yeah. I mean, if you want a dome, you're soft. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Hugh gets out of his chair like the old man that he is.
Well, sometimes. It all depends on how long I've been sitting here. Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty spry for 55, though.
You get, like, sore back or anything?
Well, no, it's just sometimes the knees, when you sit in a certain position, the knees hurt a little bit.
Well, and these chairs, and
They're not the greatest chairs.
No, and there's something about the way the height is, and sometimes they get adjusted to where if you sit for a while, it does kind of hurt your legs when you get out of them.
Yeah, when you got to kind of stretch a little bit.
Yeah. I blame the chairs more than you on that.
Okay, that's fair. Last one I have is, no, you didn't play long snapper, Joe. You weighed 72 pounds in high school.
I did not weigh 72 pounds in high school. I was probably closer to...
Yeah, Joe was probably a little thicker when he was in high school than he is now.
Or maybe about the same. Like one, I don't know, whatever I was. Yeah, I don't know. Why would I be 72 pounds in
high
school? I
don't know. That's just what they say.
Because they
look at
small,
you and think that you're like a wiry guy.
Yeah, well, I am now.
Yeah, you weren't earlier in your life.
No, actually, I had a little chunky phase during the end of college. I probably was up to close to 200, so then I dropped back down. Or drinking good or eating too much or whatever it was.
Well,
it wasn't healthy, whatever it was. Yeah, so no, I was not 72 pounds in high school. That's pretty ridiculous.
That is pretty light.
It's very light. Like maybe 110 or 20 or 30 or whatever the number was. Here we do have ourselves a big series starting tonight out in Arizona.
Phillies. It starts in Arizona,
Joe. It does. Well, it's been a long road
9
trip.
O'clock.
At 9:40.
Ooh.
You stand up?
Ooh, I'm going to go and take a nap.
Okay. It's Aaron Nola on the mound as he continues to try to pitch well down the stretch of the season. How about this? And I didn't know if we'd get to this day. Nola, with a good start tonight, could lower his ERA for the season under 5. Guys, I didn't know if we'd get there. Well, I mean,
let's do it.
You say ooh, but considering where he was in April and May, I didn't know if we were going to see this day.
True.
He's definitely pitched, you know, well lately. Aaron Nola against Brandon Pfaadt, who I always think about with 23 NLCS. He just killed the Phillies then. And he's actually pitched well of late, so it's a pretty good pitching matchup tonight. So the Phillies come into this series 77-60, Diamondbacks 73-65. So here's where we're at right now for the wild card standings. The Phillies hold a 4.5 game lead on Arizona for the third spot. They hold a 5-game lead and the tiebreaker on San Diego for the final spot. So, Hugh, with 25 games to go, they are in pretty incredible shape. I would say, without looking at the odds, they probably have a 95% chance
to
make
the
playoffs.
Especially when you talk about the ebb and flow of the season so far. So, yeah, they look like they're right in the ship. You say 25 games left?
25 games.
Got to finish it out, though.
What I can say is this, though.
What you got?
Well, a couple weeks ago, they played the Marlins, who were kind of like, on the periphery of the race, and they buried them. They played the Cardinals on the periphery of the race and buried them. They could kind of do something similar here to the Diamondbacks, really kind of push them even further back to where it's almost a lock the Phillies will get one of these, you know, final playoff spots. So, Phillies, Diamondbacks tonight. The other thing to note is earlier this season, when they played Arizona, they did lose 2 out of 3. I think that series was very early. I think it was in April here in Philadelphia. So currently, the Diamondbacks have a tiebreaker over the Phillies. If it does end up tied, I don't think it will. I don't think Arizona will be where the Phillies are at the end of the season. But if it did, and the Diamondbacks won this series, the Phillies would be below Arizona in the standings. So by sweeping them, they could regain the tiebreaker. 2 out of 3, it would go to another tiebreaker. But there's implications here. This is a big series. And if the Phillies have designs you on catching the Braves, which it does sound like, at least here in JT after the game yesterday, that they are thinking about it. This is kind of the jump forward, because when they come home, Hugh, Friday, they play the Braves starting for four games. So this is the last series before they get to Atlanta. So they got to win as many as they can to keep it at least five, if not cut it down
yeah,
further.
Yeah, you got seven of them things, man. You at least got to get four. Four?
I think at least five.
Five? Okay.
Well, if
five.
They think about it this way. If they go 4-3 against the Braves, that only cuts one game off.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
At least five. Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
you got to cut at least two off.
Right. And so with the way the math is on this, 5-2 would cut three off. Like, to me,
true.
That's...
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's the... If the Phillies are going to catch the Braves, I think 5-2 would be how they have to do it. Now, the Braves this week are going to play the Nats. They play... Looks like they're playing a makeup game against San Francisco today, and then they play the Nats this week before... playing the Phils. So
yeah, for only two games.
Yeah, it's weird. So they play in San Francisco tonight at home, must be a makeup game, and then they play a two-game series against the Nats, day off Thursday, and then they come in here for four starting next week. So it's a big week. I mean, the Phillies have to at least hold serve and keep it at five, if not try to cut it down to four.
Hold serve.
Hold serve. Away we go. Hugh, Howie speaks today at 3 o'clock. Afternoon show's coming up right after us. I do wonder if they have any moves up their sleeves in the next hour, and if not... what Howie's going to say about the four quarterbacks. Do you think he's going to try to sell us they're going to keep all four? Because I don't believe him at all.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Right now, yeah.
Well, I hope someone reminds him that no NFL team has kept four quarterbacks on a roster to start a season or during a season for 5 years. So I think this is a weird leverage play by Howie. And ultimately, I don't think he handled this this quarterback situation well. I don't think we have the right backup quarterback on the roster. We'll see. Howie speaks at... 3 p.m. today, and I'm sure the afternoon show will either carry it or talk about it as it happens throughout the rest of the day. All right, Hugh, what are you off to the rest of the day?
Probably go 3D print some stuff and stay out of the way.
You got any 3D?
No, I'm probably
with
some, you know what I'm
working
get some,
on?
I'm gonna get some grease for my hair.
Can you 3D print grease?
No.
Okay. Imagine.
I gotta get some, give me some hair care products.
See, I never thought as two bald guys would end a show with Hugh going to get some hair.
Try to fill in this.
I kind of feel betrayed. You're leaving.
Feel betrayed.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, Sean Mannion shaved his head, grew it back. Hugh's growing it back.
Try to fill in.
I'm a man on an island here.
This light area right here.
Joe, would you grow it back?
No, that life's past me. We're gone now. We're done. All right, afternoon show. They're next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This crisp, smooth Modelo is for the traditions that make college football Saturday sacred. That Modelo poured into the marinade that makes your tailgate dish legendary. That Modelo tall boy that pairs perfectly with your lucky jersey. And that ice-cold Modelo held high as you belt out the fight song you know entirely by heart. It's not just game day, it's tradition. And those who keep it alive deserve a Modelo. Modelo, the official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.